Good morning, everyone. Happy to have a few new guests with us this morning. Very welcome to you. And lots of pilgrims from last week. Oh, our talk this morning is primarily on affirmations. Came up during a recent talk to a gathering of Billy Tate's group, who she brings her group here once a year. It's a metaphysical group, and a lot of them have been studying merging with Shiva now for 2 or 3 years, and they come back. And so we were explaining Hinduism in our non-technical way. No Sanskrit words were allowed. Trying to explain it in concepts everyone could understand, since lots of them weren't familiar with Hindu terminology. And so we were explaining the spiritual path in the way we did in recent publisher's desk, that the Hindu view of the spiritual path can be said simply to be becoming a better person, improving our behavior, learning from our mistakes. So we were talking like that. And the idea of self-concept came up. And so we were talking about the power of affirmation and how that can be used to improve our self-concept. And so I realized we hadn't talked about that for a while, so I started to think about it, and that catalyzed me to pull out my Merging with Shiva and look through the wonderful chapter on the power of affirmation that's in there and share some of that this morning. So it's very interesting, you know, if we go through a major illness and our physical body gets weak, and we finish the illness, you know, we come out of it with weak muscles, and we're feeling very weak. But everyone knows, you know, we can solve that problem by exercise. We can build back our muscle strength. All we have to do is exercise consistently, right? That's a well-understood fact. Then we get our normal strength back again. Everything's okay. And the effect that the illness had on our physical body is erased, just like it didn't happen. So we've all been through that personally, I'm sure, and seen others who go through it, and it's just common understanding. However, if we have difficult experiences in life, if things don't go well, difficult times, stress, failure, in one degree or another, it impacts us mentally in a similar way. We become discouraged. We begin to think, I can't, rather than I can, because of the experiences of life. So, what do we do? Many people would say, well, we can't change that. That's what happened to us. Now, we can change our physical body. We can build back our muscles when we're sick. But when we lose our self-confidence because of what we experience in life, there's nothing we can do. It's gone. So, of course, that's where the power of affirmation comes in, because just like exercise is the best tool to build back muscle strength after a serious illness, after experiencing serious difficulties in life, the use of affirmations is the best tool to build back our self-confidence. Despite the fact that most people might not think of that, that it's not as well understood as exercise is to muscles, it's the tool. It's a wonderful tool that Gurudev has given us for building back our self-confidence, changing the I can't feeling into I can, which is the same as saying I can't lift 10 pounds anymore, You know, so I can lift 10 pounds, I can lift 20 pounds through exercise. We can do the same thing to our mental well-being through the power of affirmation. So what is an affirmation? An affirmation is a series of positive words repeated time and time again in line with a visual concept. Such a statement can be repeated mentally or preferably verbally many times a day. The idea is if one feels, I can't, he cannot. If he is always criticizing himself and lamenting over what he cannot do, then he can reverse this pattern and change the flow of magnetic mental force, enliven the intensity by saying orally and feeling through all the pores of his body, I can, I will, I am able to accomplish what I plan.